Recently, the American Principles Project, a pro-family conservative think tank in Washington, D.C., wrote up a document on 25 top concerns for families today. Terry Schilling, the president of the group, notes, quote, "The family is under attack in this country like never before," end quote. Hello and welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb and our guest is Terry Schilling, and we're going to hone in mostly on the topic of the transgender agenda, because that's one of those areas where the family is under attack. Terry, welcome back to the program. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Jerry. I love your show.
Well, thank you. Now, first of all, let's be compassionate here. There are some young people who struggle with gender confusion, but unfortunately, many are being led astray through a fad related to this, and it's leaving a great tragic, aftermath in its wake. I'd like to hear your comments about the whole transgender agenda, and especially those poor young people who were caught in the grips of confusion.
Well, I think it's I don't think it's fair to say that they are being misled. I think it's the more accurate term is exploited, right? These are young children who are being taken advantage of, and people are making a lot of money off of their confusion. These puberty blockers, they cost thousands of dollars. The hormone treatments cost thousands and thousands of dollars. The surgeries cost tens of thousands of dollars, right? So there's a whole industry now that is profiting off of these gender-confused kids, and they're selling them a false bill of goods. So I think that misleading is an accurate term, but it doesn't do justice to what's actually going on here. We used to, affirm children in their bodies, right? We used to tell them, no, there's nothing wrong with your body. You don't need to change it. We need to fix your mind. You need to get your mind to accept your body. But we don't do that anymore as a country. Instead, we rush them into sex changes. We rush them into cross-sex hormones and blocking their natural puberty. It's absolutely devastating to these kids.
And it's my understanding that that of those who have any kind of gender dysphoria, 90 to 95%, if they are not interrupted, if they are not, somehow influenced by some adults or some peers with other messages. Anyway, about 95% of these issues resolve themselves by around the time of puberty. Now, that document that you wrote up about the 25 top concerns for families today, one of those things talks about the American Academy of Pediatrics, the AAP, and your document says, quote, "Since the early 1970s, the AAP has increasingly abandoned both science and medical ethics in favor of leftist social agendas that undermine parents, threaten children's health." Now, one of those examples certainly would be this whole transgender agenda.
That's exactly right. And there's something awry here. This movement is being led not just by big pharmaceutical companies and medical industry that's profiting off of it. It's being led by ideologues who seek to reshape society as a whole. They want to erase gender. They don't like that there are boys and they don't like that there are girls. They want to get to be an androgynous society to where there are no distinctions. And that, you don't need to take my word for it. Just take the word of Judith Butler, who's from Berkeley, who's the architect of the transgender movement. They want to use gender in order to erase gender, and that is at the heart of this transgender movement. That's why so many left-wing feminists are actually supportive of the transgender cause, because they don't seek to elevate women. They seek to erase women and to erase men. They think it's a superfluous category that we're putting human beings into, and it's going to wreak havoc on our society, and we're seeing this play out right now in front of our own eyes with our children.
Okay, so what is ultimately the motive? I can fully understand the point about Big Pharma, but what's the motive of the man you quoted from Berkeley, or is it a woman?
Dr. Judith Butler. So basically, the progressives at their heart seek to free humanity from all constraints, legal constraints, social constraints. Progressives want to abolish the family. And so by that measure, they look at gender as a societal institution that has to be erased in order to achieve full equality, for full equity amongst everyone. They think that if you're born and raised as a girl, that you're going to be hindered. And if you're born and raised as a boy, you're going to be hindered and you won't be able to attain your true fulfillment. That's at the heart of it. So these are radical ideologues who want to erase biological reality. And the problem with reality is that it's the truth. And you can't erase the truth. The truth is always going to be there. It's very, very heavy, and it's impossible to change.
Are some children confused by transgender activists undergoing irreversible treatment that they will later regret, in your opinion?
Absolutely. And you don't even need to get the surgeries in order to have irreversible treatments. These puberty blockers, what they do, what people need to understand is that when you go through puberty, your brain is changing incredibly. That influx of hormones that you're getting lead to development, not just of your body and of your muscles and your bones and your organs. They lead to growth in your brain. Your brain develops during puberty so that you can actually begin to make deliberate decisions and critically think. And by delaying puberty, you don't get those years back. Right. And by delaying puberty, now you're setting yourself up to letting the doctors determine how much testosterone your body would have developed, how much estrogen your body would have developed. There are permanent damages and irreversible harm that is caused simply by socially transitioning. There are permanent and irreversible harms that are caused that you don't get that time back. And that's the thing, is you can't get time back. It's once time is gone, it's gone. And we're stealing that critical time for all human beings. That is difficult. Going through puberty is a difficult time in someone's life, but it's an important time. And difficult times actually make you who you are. And we're erasing that from a lot of kids, and we're making it even tougher on them in the long run.
You and I spoke in 2019, and for Christian television, specifically D. James Kennedy Ministries, you gave us a soundbite where you said something like, I'm going to predict that within about 10 years, we're going to see a lot of major lawsuits of these poor kids that have, lost so much because they've fallen into all this, or they've gone through these different treatments. There's going to be all these lawsuits 10 years from now. Well, you said that 3 years ago. And already I hear that out of England, there's a major center for the treatment of transgenders, and they've now pulled the plug on that that center, and they face lawsuits by 1,000 parents. And by the way, in England, the lawsuits are a lot less frivolous because, there's a lot at stake involved. You don't just have the slip and fall type lawsuits in England the way we do here in America, kind of like almost like, some lawyers will do whatever it takes, until they finally get something that sticks, and then they can make a big buck or whatever. So comment on this. I mean, this is so damaging to these kids.
Well, I used to think to myself, how could a parent possibly do this to their child? But then when you hear from the perspective of the parents what's happening, and you hear that they were told that their child's life is in danger, that if they don't give their children these transgender treatments, that their child would die by suicide, you realize there's a little bit of emotional blackmail. And by a little bit, I mean an enormous amount. These are the things that should never be told to a parent. A child's life is never endangered because they won't get a sex change. So you have these parents who have been misled and guilted and blackmailed into doing this. And on top of that, their children eventually understand and realize that they aren't actually a woman. They will never actually have a period. They will never actually birth a baby. They can't get pregnant, right? This is the reality that we're living in. And once they realize that, and that they permanently mutilated their body, and that their teenage years, where they're supposed to be going through all this natural development, have been robbed from them, they're enraged. They're despairing. They lack hope. And so they're going to take that out on someone. And thank goodness that they're taking it out on the people that have caused this harm. The pharmaceutical companies, the gender clinics, the gender doctors, who have all misled them to profit off them and to try and reshape society using their bodies. It's absolutely disgusting.
I remember reading one of these articles, and I got into this. I saw this lengthy tweet from a girl who had grown up as a girl, and then she had her breasts removed at about the age of 18, and she thought at the time she was absolutely doing the right thing. She said, "I was 100% convinced, but she used a lot of more zeros than 100, you know, that I was absolutely doing the right thing. And she said, now I just regret it, you know, 5 years later or whatever, and I'll never get them back. And even if they, you know, give me new substitutes or whatever, it won't be the real thing. And I can never, you know, and she was just so frustrated. And you think, wow, multiply that times many others, and we're going to see a lot of misery. I mean, there is probably already a lot of misery over this issue right now.
No, that's right. And the sick thing here is that the propaganda is at all-time highs. The transgender activists tell people that all the studies show that these treatments lead to an increased mental well-being for the children and for the adults, and that it decreases self-harm and suicidality. You dig deeper into it, and it's actually the exact opposite. They lose track of the participants in these studies. Now, what does lost track of mean? It means that they stop participating and they can't find them. So where did those people go? Did they detransition? Did they come to regret it? Did they kill themselves? I mean, these people are sick, and they're trying to reshape society, and they're doing it by ruining the lives of tens of thousands of people across the globe. It's absolutely disgusting and appalling.
Well, I interviewed a man that transitioned in 1983, and this, he was, you know, far and away exceptional in his day. Okay, exceptional, but he went all the way and had surgery. It might even have been at Johns Hopkins, whatever. But he was clipped and all that kind of stuff. Bottom line is that for 8 years he felt good living as a woman. And then after that, realized how, you know, what a horrible mistake he had made. But he now has a ministry outreach called sexchangeregret.com. And he's counseling people all over the world that have gone through this. But he said that about 40% of those who go this route end up committing suicide. That seems like an awfully high suicide rate.
No, and that's what happens when you have a mental illness and no one treats it. And in fact, not only do they not treat it, they encourage it and they feed the mental illness, right? The 40% suicide rate is when you're looking at people with schizophrenia, bipolar. That type of high suicide rate and suicidality is when you're dealing with real mental illness. And what we have here is we have people that are exploiting mentally ill people. And I know that some people get upset when you say that, but it's not out of hatred or out of mockery. It is out of love. If you don't, you know, encourage an anorexic person to continue starving themselves because their self-image is that they're overweight. And the same thing here is that you don't encourage a gender dysphoric person to chop off healthy body parts and remove healthy body parts and get them on artificial hormones just because their mind is telling them something that's not real. But that's what we have happening here, and that's why the suicide rates don't ever decrease when you feed the mental illness. It only is going to increase at that point.
Okay, we have about 1 minute left. One of the things that's so discouraging is to see corporate America gets behind this. You know, I remember seeing a Twix commercial or something like that. I like Twix candy, but I didn't like that commercial. You know, basically promoting this transgender agenda. 1 minute to go.
The transgender fight and the transgender ideology has really embedded itself in corporate America. And I think that the way out of this is to have more governors, more politicians and public leaders like Ron DeSantis who are calling their bluff and calling them out. We need to defeat wokeism by removing the tax incentives and all the special loopholes and carve-outs that we give to any corporations who start pushing this trans ideology, especially as it pertains to our children. It's a toxic anti-human ideology, and we have to root it out everywhere it is, including corporate America.
Terry Schilling, president of American Principles Project. Their website is AmericanPrinciplesProject.org. Terry, thanks so much for your time. All the best.
Thanks, Jerry.
Okay, great. Bye-bye.